So I keep trying to figure out how to, I don't know, get some numbers on some of these situations. I know there aren't perfect numbers, but just to give more of a feel about how to advise patients, we actually asked the faculty in our survey, what's the most important factor? We know it's, well, PSA doubling, but what other factors? And people always bring up absolute PSA level. So, like, how do you factor the speed of development? You know, how quickly, I guess mainly the PSA is doubling, but how do you factor in how many months it's been total that this has been developing? But how do you factor in absolute benefit? And what level changes? Is it 10 or 20? How do you look at that?
Change in PSA value?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, all the studies included patients with a PSA of at least two. So, if, you know, if you start talking about a patient with castrate-resistant disease based on a PSA that goes from 0.1 to 0.2 to 0.3, that may, in fact, biologically represent castration-resistant disease. But we could probably readily acknowledge that they're at comparatively low risk for progression because this is a very early part of that transition.
I never thought about that range. I mean, can you actually see that evolve clinically?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So many patients who are treated with ADT without detectable metastases will achieve an undetectable PSA as their nadir value. And so you'll see this PSA rising in a very low range as an early indication of transition to castration-resistant disease. But no such patients were included in these pivotal trials. They had to have a PSA of at least two, and
Wow.
the median PSA was something in the range of, let's call it 8 or 10 in each of the trials. So that's kind of the population we're looking at. So, you know, you do have an opportunity to observe patients to really get a better appreciation of the PSA kinetics and come to understand their preferences for care in many cases. But if I'm seeing a new patient, meaning for the first time, second opinion, who's, you know, had recent imaging and no detectable metastases and a PSA doubling time of 11 months, it would make a difference to know whether his PSA was 5 or 50 in terms of my enthusiasm for intervention or, for that matter, enthusiasm for doing further imaging.